We are with Mohammed Javed Kambayzadeh. He is 21 years old. He's Afghan refugee in Ankara. Thank you interview with us, Voice of America. Mohammed, could you explain to us why are you here? Why are you in Ankara?
Yes, as you see, there is a group of Afghan refugees that they came from all over the Turkey, different cities here. In order to protest for call their rights, call their same rights as the other refugees from other nations from UNHCR.
This is open air park, actually auto park here. How gonna live in here?
As you see, you can see there is women, children, and old people, young people. They are living together under the tents that you see, and we make. Some places it's not so comfortable for us. Also it's very cold in the night and it's very hot in the day. But we are living like this about 31 days. So we have a big goal. It is that we want to clear answer from UNHCR. So we have to suffer this situation.
What does say UNHCR about your situation?
About our cases about... UNHCR hung it on our dossiers from about 2 years ago, and they said that we cannot do anything for you, for new arrival refugees from Afghanistan. They don't register them in UNHCR, and also some of them, not some of them, all of them, they have interview dates. And in the time, but unfortunately, they don't call them for the interview, and they said that you have to wait for our calls. And it's about 2 years it's happened to all of Afghans. Also, some of Afghans accepted as a refuge with UNHCR, but unfortunately, they don't refer their dossiers to the third country for resettlement. Because they said that the third country, they don't want to accept Afghan cases. This is the question, this is the answer, that we don't accept it.
And how about Turkish government rule? Turkish government help about your situation?
About Turkish government, we are living in Turkey. I think we don't have any problem with Turkish government. But the kind of living is a little hard for us. We are under limitation here. For example, we police and Turkish government doesn't give us work permission, and also a little is hard for children and for young people to study in Turkey. And also about work, all of Afghans, they are working illegally and with higher salary than other peoples from Turkish or I don't know from other nations that they are working in Turkey. So it's a big problem that all of the Afghans, they have hope to their dossiers to be resettlement with a third country to escape from these problems, from these limitations.
How about any Afghan refugee need to emergency health care? What's going on?
About emergency help with UNHCR, you mean? I think most of them are in a very bad situation, I think. Because we have some people from, they are living here in Turkey from 6, 7 and also although 8 years. And also we have some people that they come from two years and 1 year ago. And all of them are in the same situation, you know. Our problem is just one. Is that we want to we want a clear answer from UNHCR about our situation, because we are all in the protection of UNHCR, so they are responsible to answer us.
Last couple days, you show up to your protest in here, and how gonna reflect on this protest?
About our protest, we started about 1 month ago. At first it was just about 3 family, and by the day they become more and more, and about 3 even 400 people they were here protesting in front of UNHCR, but they don't care about us. They don't came to talk about us what really you want from UNHCR. And some of them came, and but they don't give us a clear answer. And also, you know, about 12%, they had sewn their lips in order to protest and in order to call the same rights as the other refugees from UNHCR. But until now, we don't receive any clear answer from UNHCR or any other organizations.
Thank you very much for interviewing.
Me too. Thank you.